DeepEnglish.com.
Dreams can change the world. Active Speaking Part D. About 8 years ago, the 55-year-old Kiwi learned about lucid dreaming on the internet. Where did the 55-year-old Kiwi learn about lucid dreaming? The 55-year-old Kiwi learned about lucid dreaming on the internet. He realized he wasn't alone or suffering from a major illness. What did he realize? He realized he wasn't alone or suffering from a major illness. He was one of a small percentage of people who are lucid dreamers. Was he one of a big percentage of people who are lucid dreamers? No, he wasn't one of a big percentage of people who are lucid dreamers. He was one of a small percentage of people who are lucid dreamers. In lucid dreams, the dreamer can control their dream. What can the dreamer control in lucid dreams? The dreamer can control their dream in lucid dreams. In a nutshell, they are aware that they are dreaming. What is it in a nutshell? In a nutshell, they are aware that they are dreaming, and they can bend the dream reality to their own will. What can they bend to their own will? They can bend the dream reality to their own will. Peter now applies lucid dreaming to problems in his everyday life. What does Peter now apply lucid dreaming to? Peter now applies lucid dreaming to problems in his everyday life. He said they allow him to get rid of all the psychic rubbish. What do they allow him to get rid of? They allow him to get rid of all the psychic rubbish. When he split with his long-term partner, lucid dreaming helped him immensely. What helped him immensely when he split with his long-term partner? Lucid dreaming helped him immensely when he split with his long-term partner. Peter described how he dreamt of a door. Did Peter dream of a window? No, Peter didn't dream of a window. Peter dreamt of a door. He chose to fill the room behind the door with 10 people he knew and trusted. What did he choose to fill the room behind the door with? He chose to fill the room behind the door with 10 people he knew and trusted. These dream friends helped Peter hammer out strategies to end the relationship in a way that benefited both himself and his partner. Who helped him hammer out strategies to end the relationship? These dream friends helped Peter hammer out strategies to end the relationship. The next day, he called his divorce lawyer and figured out an agreement he had reached in his dreams. Who did he call? He called his divorce lawyer. Did they figure out an agreement he had reached in his dreams? Yes, they figured out an agreement he had reached in his dreams. Some scientists believe we are all capable of having lucid dreams. What do some scientists believe? Some scientists believe we are all capable of having lucid dreams. In one recent study at the University of Adelaide, Dr. Denham Aspey taught two techniques for lucid dreaming. Where was one recent study? One recent study was at the University of Adelaide. What did Dr. Denham Aspey teach? Dr. Denham Aspey taught two techniques for lucid dreaming. One technique is called reality testing. What is one technique called? One technique is called reality testing. Participants frequently check to make sure they are awake throughout the day with the hope that they will repeat this reality check in their dreams. What do participants frequently check throughout the day? Participants frequently check to make sure they are awake throughout the day. Is it with the hope that they will repeat this reality check in their dreams? Yes, it is with the hope that they will repeat this reality check in their dreams. The other technique is called the mnemonic induction of lucid dreams. What is the other technique called? The other technique is called the mnemonic induction of lucid dreams. This technique involves using alarms to wake people 5 hours after going to sleep. What does this technique involve? This technique involves using alarms to wake people 5 hours after going to sleep. They are then asked to recite, "The next time I am dreaming, I will remember that I'm dreaming." What are they asked to recite? "The next time I am dreaming, I will remember that I'm dreaming." They then return to sleep. What do they do then? They then return to sleep. They are also asked to imagine what it would be like to be in a lucid dream. What are they asked to imagine? They are asked to imagine what it would be like to be in a lucid dream. Throughout 7 days, 50% of 169 participants experienced a lucid dream. Out of 169 participants, what percentage experienced a lucid dream? Out of 169 participants, 50% experienced a lucid dream. These results indicate that lucid dreaming could be a skill we can all master. What do these results indicate? These results indicate that lucid dreaming could be a skill we can all master. Dreams are an integral part of the human condition. Is love an integral part of the human condition? No, love isn't an integral part of the human condition. Dreams are an integral part of the human condition. They can console us, enlighten, inspire us, and help us make the world a better place. Can they console us, enlighten, and inspire us? Yes, they can console us, enlighten, and inspire us. What else can they help do? They can also help us make the world a better place. Without them, the world would be a real nightmare. What would the world be like without them? The world would be a real nightmare without them.